In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Seek the Lord while He may be found. My friends, that makes perfect sense to us. That's so logical for us who are here. Really, what Isaiah is saying, seek the Lord while you're still alive. Seek the Lord before it's too late. That makes sense, doesn't it? It makes sense to us. But why? Why are so many intelligent, logical people walking away from Jesus Christ, walking away from the church every single day? My friends, we've been praying this entire month for people who have fallen away from the faith, and I wanted, this being the last full weekend in September, I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to talk about our sons and our daughters, our nieces and our nephews, our grandsons and our granddaughters who have left the faith. And let me tell you something, as I was thinking about it and praying about this homily today, one other verse from Isaiah kept going through my head all week long, over and over, not from the readings that we heard today, but rather this verse from Isaiah, who wrote, Could a mother ever forget her infant? Could a mother ever forget her child? I mean, think about it. Is there ever a stronger bond than that bond between mother and child? Is there ever a more sacred bond than that? Perhaps that's why Isaiah uses this image to help us better understand how God thinks of us. How much God loves us, especially when God says, even if your mother, even if your own mother should forget you, I will never forget. Of course, you parents, you understand this bond much better than I ever could. You understand that this bond that you have with your child goes way beyond the physical. Goes deep into the spiritual. Why? Because you not only want to be with your children, not only in this life, but in the life to come. That's why it's so painful. That's why it's so painful on any of us when a loved one leaves the faith, turns their back on Christ, because we want nothing more from them than their happiness and their salvation. And this week, here are four thoughts that I came up with in regards to this subject. And I hope you may ponder them. The first one is, if you have a child who's left the faith, stop blaming yourself. Stop blaming yourself, because I tell you something, pity does no one any good. Whether you were a great example or a lousy example in the ways of the faith when your child was growing up, that right now matters not one iota. But rather, what does matter right now is that you don't give up on them. That you never stop praying for them by name every single day. My friends, I tell you honestly, God cannot and will not ignore the prayers of the humble heart. So then, let us humble ourselves. Let us humble ourselves for the salvation of our children. Let us humble ourselves before them and before God. Remember our faith, this faith, the faith given to us by Jesus Christ, is a faith of humility and compassion. So love your daughter, love your son, love them without judgment and condemnation the way God loves us. always remind them. Always remind them how much they are loved. How much they are loved by you and by God. And then, every so often, invite. Don't insist. But invite them to come to you, join and come with you to Mass at Christmas. Say, do not get me a present. Come with me. Come with me to Mass, and that will be the greatest gift you can give me. If your son or daughter, a niece or nephew, or grandson or granddaughter says to you, no, adamantly, no, don't get upset. Don't start an argument. But instead, live to fight, not literally, but live to fight another day. And do not be defeated. Do not feel sorry for yourself. But also never stop working for their salvation and their return to the faith. Remember, God has mellowed the hearts of many, many lost souls in this world. And I promise you, your son and your daughter are no less precious to God than all the great saints in heaven. So every single day, pray. Pray to God daily that He may soften the heart of your children. Number two, my friends, as followers of Jesus Christ, we have been called to be a people of great hope, of great faith. Never say never when it comes to the conversion or the reversion of your children. No one is beyond God's grasp. I mean, think of it. Who would have thought that horrible person, that gross anti-Christian bully named Saul, who used to gather up the Christians and have them executed, who would have ever thought that he would have gone on to become one of the great saints of the church, one of the pillars of our faith? What about St. Augustine? How many tears did his mother cry for him? How often did she weep for her very, very intelligent son, probably one of the most intelligent people ever to be born into this world? But he was too in love with the world. He was too in love with the world to be bothered by God or religion. He was too bothered by his infatuation with the flesh. He had a concubine, had a child outside of wedlock. Who would have ever guessed in his day that Augustine would have gone on to become not only a great theologian, but also a great saint of the church? So do not lose hope. Do not give up on your loved one, but more especially, do not give up on the generosity of God. Number three, and this is very important, don't be a nag. Don't be a nag. Instead of browbeating them and telling them, oh, you're going to hell, what we really need to be doing is practicing our faith more deeply, more devoutly. We need to become, for them and for the world, that beacon of hope, that beacon of faith, that beacon of charity. We need to become the Christians that the world needs to see, including our loved ones. My friends, I hope not one of you fall into this category, and I pray for your merciful heart if you are. But I have known over my 18 years of priesthood, I have known parents who have walked away from their children, stopped talking to them, cut them out of their lives because they stopped practicing the faith and they started living a life contrary to the teachings of the church. Do not do that. Because even, my friends, even Jesus Even Jesus went to the greatest of sinners. Even Jesus ate with the prostitutes and the tax collectors. Why? Because he knew it was mercy. It was mercy and love that they needed, not criticism or cynicism. If we are truly living, if we are truly committing ourselves to live the faith that Christ taught us, then that will be the biggest reason. That will be the biggest reason that they come back to Christ and not nagging and complaining. Remember what Jesus said. It's mercy I desire, not sacrifice. And then finally, number four, pray. Pray daily. Pray daily for everyone. For everyone who has left the faith. For everyone who does not have the faith. My friends, it doesn't take a genius to turn on the television or go to the internet and see that there are so many lost souls in the world, that there are so many lost souls that are living in mortal sin today. Why? Because they have no one to pray for them. They have no one praying for them and no one showing them a better way, and that's our job. The zeal that you have for your fallen away son or daughter, niece or nephew, grandson or granddaughter, that is the exact same zeal we need to have for every person in the world. Statistically speaking, I'll be honest with you, you and I are not going to be the reason that our sons or daughters, nieces or nephews or grandchildren come back to the faith. That's just a fact. Why? Because it's true, a prophet is not welcome in his own town. So then, who is? Who is going to be that person that's going to bring away my fallen away love member, family member? Well, more times than not, it's going to be a friend or a neighbor or a coworker or even a stranger. But the question is, the better question is, are you willing? Are you willing to be that neighbor, that co-worker, that friend, or even that stranger who needs Jesus Christ today? My friends, every single Mass we begin, welcome to Christ the Redeemer, where we are family. We are family. That's not just a slogan. It's not just the opening line from a song by Sister Sledge. Rather, it's reality. We are a family. We are part of God's family. And as a mother cannot forget her child, cannot forget her infant, neither can God forget any one of his children. And so as this month comes to an end, I beg you, do not stop praying. Do not stop praying for all who have fallen away from the faith. But instead, I ask you, again, I beg you, double down. Double down in your efforts. Double down in your prayers and your commitment to those who have left the faith, for those who have walked away from Christ. And allow yourself to be that example of faith, hope, and charity to all the people in the world, to all fallen away Catholics. So that, please God, one day we may see them not only in this life, but in the life to come. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.